He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Colossians 1:17.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. One Sure Thing was written and read by Mike Whitmer.
Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now, He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. One sure thing. Trees in cold climates prepare for winter through a process called hardening. Water drains from cells so they won't freeze, expand, and burst the tree. The water that remains between the cells is too pure for ice crystals to attach. Its temperature may now drop to 40 degrees below zero without cracking the tree. Trees harden at the same time each year because they take their cues from the fixed calendar of shortening days. They don't stake their lives on the weather, which may be unseasonably mild. They trust the sun, their one sure thing. The Son who made the sun is surer yet. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, and in Him all things hold together. Who tells trees when to harden each year? The same Son who makes the sun rise each morning and puts it to bed each night, pulls tides with the moon, whirls electrons in every cell, pumps your heart and inflates your lungs, and holds you when your heart is broken. What holds the world together isn't a force within nature, but a person outside it. A person who entered the world He'd made so He could reconcile to Himself all things, including you. In this unpredictable world, you've got one sure thing. Jesus will present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Let's pray. Lord, thank You that in an uncertain world, You remain our sure foundation. Help us trust Your unchanging love and rest in Your sustaining power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. What frightens you? How does Jesus' power over the world encourage you to pray and rest in Him?